Blog Talk Radio.
Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, let you, let us all rejoice and be glad in that wonderful name of Jesus, because he has made this glorious day. And I want you to know I am so excited on today that you have joined us on today for another glorious, glorious lesson on today. But on today, I have another great and wonderful pastor that is here with me on today, Pastor Gloria Jean Polk, and I'm going to be introducing her in just a moment. But I want you to grab your Bible and just bring yourself right on in and make yourself right at home at Helen R. Ministry of Empower, where victorious living is through the word of empowerment from biblical lessons and principles, exploring the theological implication and contextualizing the relevancy for today's living. I tell you, I am so excited that you are with me on today. I want to get right into introducing my wonderful speaker on today. And again, I have with me on today none other than Pastor Gloria Jean Polk from the Jesus the Rock Ministry. And I'm going to read her bio real quickly, and then I'm going to welcome her right on with us. I tell you, I know you're in for a treat on today. Pastor Polk was born in Eudora, Arkansas, December the 7th. She is the second oldest of four, and she has an older brother and two younger sisters. And she was raised in Seattle, Washington, and attended the Catholic school and graduated in 1961 from Holy Names Academy. She went on to California to attend the University of Berkeley, and she her desire was to own her own physical therapy center. But she was called back due to her mother's illness to help out with her younger sisters. And 3 years later, she was married and had two wonderful children and five wonderful grandsons, one of which is now her one is a great grandson. And praise the Lord. Now, also, Pastor Polk, she had a great love for the Lord Jesus Christ as a young child, and she loved to go to Sunday school and be involved in the Sunday school program as well as the church services. And all of her life, she was just sold out, was not totally sold out to Jesus and things, and not until later on, until she was baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost in August the 12th in 1979. And the Lord blessed her to be baptized there at Bethel Christian Church in Seattle, Washington. That was the greatest day of her life, she said, and I knew that Jesus was and received him as her Lord and her Savior. And it was all about him because she became and she knew that she was complete in him. And then she began to seek to know him even more and to teach her children the same. She went on and she let go of her past, and she looked to the cross and the word and the fellowship with the saints of God at the services during the week. And she loved the way the Holy Ghost would consistently lead her into all truth, into the word of God, and not just vain repetition. Some of the wonderful things that the Spirit of the Lord led Pastor Polk to do was to become a student there at the Biblical Academy there in Seattle, Washington, where she earned her her Bachelor of Theology degree, and then Master of Divinity degree in 1983. And in 1989, she was licensed and ordained as an evangelist / pastor in Ridgefield, Washington, at the Cornerstone Evangelistic Association. On September the 10th in 1989, she was installed as the evangelist and pastor of the Evangel Chapel on 11th Street in Seattle. Now, the Holy Spirit moved wonderfully there, and the people were coming in off the street and things, even from the red light district, getting saved and healed and delivered. And we were asked to leave in March of the 17th of 1991 without any further notice. And the reason that was given was that the owner wanted to put a couple in the position of the pastor there at the chapel. So on their last day that was there on March the 17th, 1991, it was the same day that the Holy Ghost spoke into her heart that she shall pastor Jesus the Rock Church. Now, the scripture over in Exodus 33 and 21 and things, she said the rest of it was history. She went on to the Seattle Medical and Rehab Center at the request of one of her mothers and other residents who wanted church service on the site. And there she was also received the approval by the administration and have been there ever since, serving and uplifting the residents to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and King of Glory. Now, for 21 years with the Lord, His grace and provision have always made a way and provided for her. Also, Pastor Polk, she also graduated, as we stated, from the Holy Names Academy in 1961. She was ordained as pastor of Jesus the Rock Church in July of 1992 via the PAW. And then also, you can hear Pastor Polk, or she was on the radio as well as television, too, on the KBLE AM 1050, and what her show was, Overcomer's Voice of Triumph, which was a radio ministry, and that was from March 1991 to July 1993. And then also on television, she was on the Comcast television show. She had her ministry there, Overcomer's Voice of Triumph, The King is Coming, and that show went from 1994 to 2002. Then also in the Pan American Broadcasting, also from October the 21st through 1993, also all the way up to 1998. And so she has done many great things. She's also have her CDA, a Child Development Associate, from 1989 to 2009. She's also a certified Christian education conference teacher. And God has blessed Pastor Polk, and she is a crisis counselor that is open and operated her own Gloria Christian Daycare Center there in the central area in 1985, and now the Hannah House Bed and Breakfast in 1992 to 2007, which both were Christian homes for children of working parents and caregivers. Now, the Hannah House Bed and Breakfast is now used for families one-on-one who need a place to rest and refreshment, whether living in or out of the state. I have been writing articles for the Facts newspaper since 1986, and the column is called Penuel, and it is all about Jesus as Lord and calling the people to be rapture ready. My. It is indeed an honor and privilege on today for me to introduce to some and to present to others in the radio land none other than this great woman of God here in the Pacific Northwest region, none other than Pastor Gloria Jean Polk. God bless you, Pastor Polk. Welcome on.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you too, Dr. Orm.
God bless you. God bless you. It's such a blessing to have you with us on today, and I know you have said some great things to share with us on today about what God is doing there for the Jesus the Rock Ministry and all of the wonderful, wonderful things that you have done. But I tell you, you have been a great pillar as well as a beacon in this region, and I am so honored to have you on today. And so why don't you share with us, if you can or if you like to, some of the things that you have done, you know, with the ministry. And I know we're going to talk about one area of your passion of families and one-on-one and for special needs children and also for seniors that have been afflicted with infirmities. Those are some areas that you have been so graciously gifted by the Lord our God and your passion. Why don't you share with us on today?
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. And it is a privilege and an honor to the glory of the Lord to be asked to share and to give a witness to what God can do and will do through broken vessels.
Yes, please.
I tell you that, Dr. Orm, that in the beginning I did not have my heart sold out to the Lord, even though I loved the Lord. I was trying to live my life my way.
Yes.
But as I forestated on, and as you read there in the biography, on the 12th of August, 1979, I gave my heart totally to the Lord. When I came up out of that water, hallelujah, baptized, hallelujah, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, I came up loving the Lord. I mean loving him. And he filled me with his Holy Spirit. And by the Holy Spirit led me into truth. Not my truth, not somebody else's truth, not a meditation type of truth that many people do with words and with little gods and so on, but the real God, the living God, Jesus Christ. And I tell you, from that day, from August 12 on, I remember I was sitting outside the door there next to, in the hallway, in front of the door to the pastor's office after I was baptized, and the children came around me, and they touched me, and they would run back and laugh, just being children. And the Lord spoke to my heart then, and he said, your portion will be children. Your portion will be the least, the little ones. Hallelujah. In the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I tell you, the Lord moved even that day to this day, and I've been running ever since trying to do all that he told me to do, but it begins with the little ones.
Yes.
God takes broken vessels. He takes those that nobody else thinks is going to be anything, and he'll turn it around, heal them, and deliver them, and then he'll put them in a position where they can help another broken vessel to be whole.
Yes.
So that's what God's given me over the years, is to minister to those that are broken.
Mm-hmm.
To those that are sick, to those that are oppressed and depressed, young and old.
Yeah.
And sometimes children with ADD and adults that have bipolar and ADD, bipolar autism, and Asperger's syndrome and so on, they're treated many times as third class,
mm-hmm.
and many times they are not. But when they are treated that way, and I've seen it over the years, my heart would always go out when I'd see them mistreated.
Yes.
But over the years, I have seen that God will take those children, those adults, and he will use them to his glory if we that have the Holy Spirit, that are led by God's Spirit in us, will just help them to come through some of their hard places.
Yes.
And go ahead.
No, please.
And some of the special need children, all they need with some of the areas is just to know how to appropriately behave.
Yeah.
Some of them have hearing and vision problems due to sensory impairment and mobility and movement and social interacting. Some of them don't know how, and they don't know how to make friends. They don't know how to keep friends. Some of them don't know how to communicate, expressing themselves, or even knowing how to answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to remember that even in this, God came in the person of Jesus Christ to die for them to be every whit whole.
Yes.
That's what we're about. We're about helping with the word of God for the healing of God's word to come to those that are broken, those that are depressed and oppressed, full of infirmity and spiritual wickedness that has come against them, for them to be delivered from their infirmities, for them to be made every whit whole, young and old.
Wow. And that is just such a profound area of ministry and things, because when you look at the scripture, even in Luke chapter number 9, when Jesus called his disciples and together and gave them power and authority. And one of the things that I've been looking back at, Glenn, closely at the scripture and how he stated that how he given them power over all the devils. And then the other piece that I think that we sometimes overlook in things, because we sometimes focus on all the devils and things, but then it states also, and all and cure diseases.
Yes.
And I feel your passion and things and the love of Jesus and the agape love in the ministry that God has so graciously given you. And when I look back at the bio of what you went to school for and things, for the how God has so graciously afforded you to stay in your same field.
yes,
of your passion and things and what you was called and ordained to do. I'm just so excited and things about the work that you're doing, Pastor Polk, and you've just been so consistent and you've been so faithful and a force that is here in the Pacific Northwest region doing a great work.
Praise the Lord.
I know one of my child, my son, one of my son was there at your daycare and things. I remember years ago and things that when you had your daycare and things and just your, again, your passion for children. And that was just so awesome.
Praise
Did you want to just share more, please?
Oh, I just want to let you know, too, that one thing about the children that have special needs and high needs, and I call them special children with precious needs, but all of the children that come into the facility where I had my daycare and my nursery and then Hannah's House Bed and Breakfast, which was for children whose parents needed time out on the weekend. That's how Hannah's House came about.
I see. Yeah.
Because there were many parents and even grandparents that would talk about what they needed on the weekends. They were tired. They just wanted some. They loved their children and grandchildren, but they needed downtime.
Yeah.
And so, and when your son Michael was coming with the other children when I first began years ago, there in the central area, one of the things I recognized then was that the need was not only for the children in the immediate area, but for the whole community.
Yeah.
So God had a purpose even back then. And when these parents would come, even back in the day and even today, and even with Hannah's House Bed and Breakfast, well, not today because it's no longer up and moving like it was and everything, but God has moved me to another realm there. But Hannah's House Bed and Breakfast was born out of a need. Parents and grandparents and caregivers that needed time out. So on the weekends, they would bring their children over, and I would keep the children overnight.
Wow.
And it was just, we'd have like popcorn and we'd watch their little movies that they liked to watch at their age and stage and just had a wonderful time. And then I'd always bring in the Word of God and I had tapes for them that was all around their age for the Bible and also for lifting up good character qualities like having a love and peace and forgiveness and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just so wonderful. And the anointing, God would just the anointing would just fall upon those little ones.
Yeah.
The main thing is their lives. Yes. Their lives were being touched by the Word of God.
Yeah.
And if it was just one or two, Dr. Orm, those one or two, God said, treat them like you're teaching 2,000 little children.
Yes.
And love them like you love me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the secret of success. Do unto them like you would do it unto me as your Lord and Savior. And I learned a lot from them. They taught me some things.
And
the joy that they would have and the way they would share, and even after being angry with one another, how they would make up and love one another. We always had forgiveness and love, hand in hand, was in our daycare and in Hannah's House Bed and Breakfast.
Wow.
I love the work. I still do. Seeing children, little children, come to Jesus, loving Jesus.
Yeah. And that is such a still yet a great need and things for those that have the passion and the love for our Lord and our Savior to teach the little children and things and to show them the way unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I tell you, your passion for the children has just been just so profound. And
praise
just to hear about your bed and breakfast about for the Hannah House. Even the name Hannah is just so beautiful because it is. It's sometimes parents just need a place and a time that the children can be in a safe haven where they can have some downtime and me time. And what a wonderful gift that was for the wonderful parents.
Yes.
Well, tell me more about some of the other things that you're passionate and that God has blessed you to do.
Well, with the seniors, we have our services over at Seattle Medical Rehab Center. We've been there, as was first stated, 21 years.
Wow.
And the Lord has really been faithful. He's given us great favor, and he's graced us to be there to minister. And it is wonderfully, wonderfully blessed when we go into the place and we see people. Many times we see them 1 week, we don't see them the next. But we're blessed to be able to minister to them while they're there and lift up Jesus and call them to the Lord, even in their spirits that are many times bent. And their bodies are bent and their spines are bent through the spirit of infirmity and sickness that's been sent upon them. Yes. We come in there with the word of God to lift them up.
Yeah.
And we call them to back to Jesus. Some of them have been in church, but have left, or in the facility, but have left Jesus in their hearts.
Yeah.
So we call them back according to the word of God, that their hearts will be renewed, that their minds will be renewed, and that they will let go and forgive anyone that forgot them or forsook them, and that they will hold on to Jesus.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't see them the next week. Sometimes they've gone on, they've died and gone on to glory, or they've been moved out into independent care or assisted care. But the main thing is, while they're there, we want to feed them week by week with the word of God. We want them to be ready and rapture ready to see Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because none of us know the day nor the hour, but he tells us to be ready. Be also ready. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
So our whole theme for them is to lift their hearts up to Jesus,
yes,
to tell them that there is a hope and a future, to renew them with the word of God, to hug them when they need a hug, to just be there for them when they're dying. One lady one time came in service, looked beautiful, couldn't see any sickness anywhere, Teresita, and she would sing, and she had a nice deep alto voice, and but I thank God one Sunday and the next Sunday when we came, she'd gone on to glory.
Oh my,
hallelujah!
Yeah,
but that Sunday before, she came in a glow, just a glow. I mean, you would never think she was sick, and it just that quick she was gone. So it reminds me each time that I go to serve, we go to serve the people in the facility at Seattle Medical. We remember one thing, that our times are in God's hands.
Yeah.
And while we have strength, breath, and life, we need to give that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the word of God to those that are sick and dying, and to remind them that Jesus died, that they could live and should live forever with him in heaven if they make him Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our focus, not to look down, but to look up to the cross of Jesus and his precious blood, and know that he died there for eternal life, not only for healing, salvation and healing, but for eternal life with him in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And I commend you, Pastor Polk, and I can just hear as you're sharing just your passion for that which you do and your love for the people of God, especially for the special needs, and how God so graciously allow you just to carry out that vision just in a different aspect when you was going to get your physical therapy center and things and become a physical therapist and things. But look how God so graciously equipped you to still yet do and live out your passion.
Praise
and
God.
Then also, if you look at it, it's on both spectrums, the bays and then the elders or the seniors.
Yes.
And things. I'm looking at the different spectrums of how God has blessed your ministry, which is so diverse and such a beautiful thing to be able. And I love how you said that, you know, just to lift their heart, lift them up and lift them to Jesus. And for us to, as a reminder that our times are in the hand of God and things, and to get them rapture ready. What a wonderful call, number one. And then two, love of God to entrust his precious, precious jewel in her hand at such a critical time.
Yes.
A critical, a very critical time.
Very critical, yes.
And things, as a time where people would have forsaken them, but God happened. He has a rim in the bush. He has a remnant and someone there to care and nurture. And I know working in that capacity, Pastor, it has to be sometimes can be unthankful because it's almost like behind the scene, but it's so rewarding.
Oh, God is good. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And things. Now, the other thing that you said and things I wanted to get into, too, is that you have been so faithfully getting the word out via the radio, via the television, and also through the fax newspaper here in Seattle, Washington area. Why don't you share, if you can, about the column, Penuel?
Yes, that is that article is based in the Word of God regarding when God gave to the man of God to look at him face to face in that place with him, and God gave to him to know that he would stand on the rock. He would be Jesus Christ, the rock, but he would be there and he would see God, not the front part, but he would be with him, the back part, only that back part. And what God was saying and says to us today is when you see my face in heaven, you will have followed me on earth.
Yes.
You will have done everything that I told you to do. And that's what he's given us at Jesus the Rock Ministries. And that's how he's given us, and that column came about. Because we want to look face to face with God one day. But God will reveal his will and his face through his word. As we follow from behind, looking at him from behind, and standing on the rock, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, and doing all that he's called us to do. So that column comes out to lift up Jesus, to not look at your circumstances, to not get under situations, to forgive people that have hurt you, wounded you, betrayed you, that have forgotten you, that have dissed you. Forgive them. And some people say forgive and forget. Some things you don't want to forget. You want to forget what they did. Ask God to take that from you. But don't forget what he brought you out of from what you went through with them.
Yeah.
So that you can help someone else that might be going through the same thing. Because if you don't forgive them and forget what they've done, you'll continue to go back and nurse it and rehearse it. That becomes your God instead of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, who delivered you from what they did. So you only remember how God delivered you out of it, how he brought you forth, hallelujah. Even as the children of Israel, he wanted them to remember when they began to complain. Don't think about the things you're going through. So Penuel wants to remind people, don't hold any grudges. Don't go around with anger and resentment in your heart. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. That's being foolish. Be who God called you to be, no matter how small it might look. When God is in it, hallelujah, it's great in his eyesight. Hallelujah, because God, hallelujah, is more than enough. More than enough, hallelujah, for us to do what he wants us to do. He's given us his, we have his son, we have Jesus, we have his blood, we have his name. Hallelujah, he's given us everything. Now, why should we complain?
Yeah.
So Penuel is to encourage people, calling back the backslider, encouraging the downtrodden to get up, look up to Jesus. And those that are sick and infirm to know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. And also, be ye rapture ready.
Yeah.
For you know not the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming back, but he's coming. And he's coming back soon.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
Is.
Hallelujah.
And I love it, Pastor Polk. I really do.
Yeah.
I love what the work that God has blessed you to do and the work that you're doing in the community, because God is so getting his people ready as never before. And he put it in my spirit, forgiveness is going to be a key component as he's preparing his children, as he's rapturing, getting us ready for rapture ready, that we got to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. And whether that would be an unforgiveness and things because of abandonment or whatever it may be, we have to lay those things aside. And I like what you said, no matter how small you may feel and things are insignificant you may feel, but when you give it and turn it over to Jesus, you become such a great force in the mighty hand of the Lord, and not to compare yourself with others, because many times we compare ourselves with other people's gifts. We compare ourselves because we can't do it like they do it. But God just wants us to be who he created us to be.
Amen.
That's what you're saying, and I love that. And so this is what I would love for you to do. You know, we have a few more minutes here, and I want you just to take your time and to speak to the radio land, and then after which I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind at all, if you would just pray for our radio land.
Yes, I don't mind at all. It's an honor. Well, just I want you to, those that are listening today, just to come to the realization that one of the things that about being sick and people being infirmed is that many times they do, you can either get better or you can get bitter in it. And I have learned over the years that, and even things I've gone through physically and so on, I have learned that it's better to get bitter, better to get better than to get bitter, because bitterness destroys your soul. And not only that, it destroys the anointing. So anyone that loves the Lord and has made Jesus Lord and Savior of their life must learn to let go of any bitterness and let any unforgiveness go. Put it under your feet as you praise the Lord, as you dance before him, as you worship him for what he's done for you, for what he's going to do, and for your family. And it, you all that are in ministry, for the ministry that he's given you, that you will give it back to God, not making it a God, but making Jesus Christ and worshiping him only as the Lord and Savior of your life and the King of glory that's soon to come. Also, when you start forgiving, it's a courageous act. But it's also outrageous to people that don't understand. Why should you forgive someone that caused you to be infirm? Some people are in hospitals and in rest homes because of people doing things to them that eventually caused them to be very sick. But when we forgive, we release ourselves. We open the floodgates of heaven for God to pour out his blessings, his mercy, and his grace upon us to assist him as he's given us to do and to witness to him, for him, to others about what God can do. Remember, give God first place in your life, not second, not third, but first place. Let him be your Alpha. Let him be your Omega. Do as Job did, and he even spoke it. He knew that even though God was slaying him, he said, even though you slay me, yet shall I trust in thee. Trust the Lord. No matter what goes, no matter what comes, no matter who comes or who goes, trust him. The gifts and talents he's put in you, give them back to him. Do not make your gifts and talents to God. Jesus Christ only is the one you worship. And I say today, when you do that, everything you have need of, he'll give it to you. And some of you might feel like, I'm so small, I can't do anything. But everything God's given you, no matter how small it looks to you, when you use it for the glory of God, it's wonderful in his sight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you so much, Pastor Polk. And now I would just like to ask, if you don't mind, if you would just like to pray for the Radio Land and maybe someone that is in the Radio Land today that is struggling with whatever infirmity it may be, and things that you would pray, or maybe have a child that has special needs and things. Would you pray for them on today? And then maybe that grandmother that is attending to the children, who is the guardian, and things, whatever that may be, would you please pray for their needs?
Yes.
Please.
Father God, you said in your word that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. You said that whatever we have need of, to come to you. You said that if the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, are a broken and a contrite heart. And God, you said you will not despise that. And God, I just ask today that you touch that heart today, that grandmother, that auntie that's looking out for a child that has a lot of problems and has had problems since they were young, that you will give them to know, Lord God, that they're not alone, that you see their brokenness, you see their heart, that you will deliver them, Lord God, to continue to minister to that child, to those that are shut in today, Lord God, that need caregivers that have a tender touch, a loving touch, your hand and not a brisk and a harsh touch, that you will send people, hallelujah, with your heart to minister to them, Lord God. People out there that are wondering what they can do to help others that are infirmed and that are sick, that they will make the decision to follow you, Lord, as you direct them to go, to see about those that are shut in, to spend their time and their resources on those that are shut in and that are sick, and children that have a need for one-on-one, where they can get finances to help them in any kind of way to bring them out of their brokenness to a place of wholeness in you, Jesus. You did not call us to be sick. You called us to be well. You are a God who delivers us, Lord God. So we bind the spirit of infirmity.
Yes.
According to Matthew 18:18, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and we loose at its place the spirit of life and the gifts of healing, according to Romans 8:2 and 1 Corinthians 12:9. And we speak that word over with everyone that's listening today, Lord God, that your word will come to pass upon those that will believe according to your word, so be it done unto them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. So We have had just a wonderful time on today. I tell you, sometimes the time seems so, it goes so quickly, but I tell you, this has been so rich and such a tremendous blessing unto myself as well as to the Radio Land. I know that they were blessed tremendously. Again, on today, we have had on our show today none other than the anointed woman of God, Pastor Gloria Jean Polk of Seattle, Washington, the pastor and the founder of Jesus the Rock Ministries and the Hannah House Bed and Breakfast. This woman of God has done so many great things and touched the lives of so many. Very gifted woman of God. And Pastor Polk, I again want to personally say thank you for being on the show today. I tell you, we have been tremendously blessed. And I want to just repeat a couple of things that you have said. And one thing you said, that forgiveness is a courageous act.
Yes.
And it may look outrageous to others, but it is a courageous act. And that we cannot and no longer nurse and rehearse those things that have gone on in our life or the pain. But we must forgive and let it go. And you also admonished us, too, is to not to forget it, but we want to remember so that we can help somebody else, too, and when they are going through the things that we have come through. And all of your wonderful testimonies and your sharing of the special needs and also for your seniors that you have ministered to, the multitude at very critical times. And almost I can say, if I may, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that you are like a critical care nurse.
Oh, and I, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. In Zion, that's able to take those that are in critical situations and to be able to entrust them. You said not being brisk, but having a gentle touch and being able to nurture them. And I see and I feel that as God so graciously reveal that even as you speak on today. And I commend you for the wonderful work that you're doing. Keep up the great work. And may God richly, richly bless you for all that you're doing in the community and in the work and the ministry that God has unto you.
Thank you. Your prayers.
Yes, we will certainly do that. And likewise, and again, we want you to know that we love you, we appreciate you, and you're doing a great work. And for such a great work, don't come for such a time as this. You cannot come down and turn around. Keep up the great work.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
I love you, Dr. Orr.
And likewise, Pastor Pope, thank you again. And so, Radio, here you have it. We have had a wonderful session on today. I tell you, if we can so graciously say, as what God has dropped down in my spirit, Pastor Pope, who God has so graciously blessed her in the spiritual realm, even as a critical care nurse or minister, pastor, that able to take and nurture that which is so precious unto the Lord our God, for those that are coming even into the world and even those that are exiting out, that God is able to have a great woman of God that is there on the wall, nurturing, standing, praying, and ministering the word of the Lord, that they may be rapture ready. And oh, Sharabokosha. What a profound work that God has blessed her to do. And so, Radio Land, like I always would say, in my closing on today, if you don't have it, God got it, and you're just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open, or it shall be open unto you. And so until we meet again, I pray that there will be a no sorrow blessing that will come to your house on this day. Tell somebody of the glorious time that we have here at home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. And until we meet again and see each other again, may the blessings of the Lord continue to abide in your house. God bless you now, and bye-bye.